There's a couple of angles through which I'd like to answer this question. First of all, I think I agree with the principle that severe penalties should be applicable, but there has to be an umbrella protection, which is called the judicial system. So long as there's a clear path to get before a judge, so that the penalty imposed by the tax authority can be revised by a neutral and independent arbitrator, I can live with such a system. So that's my first comment. Secondly, in Canada, we do have a severe penalty system that applies to both the taxpayers for failure to comply with requests to, from the tax authorities. And secondly, basically the same regime applies independently to the tax advisors. And a huge debate was initiated a few years ago on the nature of the penalty regime. Is it a criminal or civil in nature? And the end result, based on the decision rendered by the Supreme Court of Canada, was that it was a civil administrative regime as opposed to a criminal regime. And I may be giving a surprising answer that I have no real preference between civil or criminal aspect of the regime, if only because the civil regime might look in surface less harsh and probably a little bit more easy to live with, but it affords less protection. In a civil regime, you cannot take the benefit, you know, of not testifying against yourself. In a criminal regime, you don't have to you're not compelled to cooperate with the tax authorities, whereas in a civil regime, you may be called as a witness in your own trial, and whenever the tax authorities come to your office, you have a duty to support the tax authorities and in their audit. So yes, I'm totally in favor of a fair, albeit severe, penalty system, so long as it is under the umbrella of an independent judiciary.
Jay?
Thank you.